It's Monday, February 28th, the last day of February. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Becca Beckin-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Did you know that according to the Farmer's Almanac, we're supposed to have like 27 inches of snow at the end of March?
What am I supposed to say to that? When is that book
published?
Well,
this was part of a celebration of the fact that February's finally over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, what, 27 inches at once?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say this to you with thousands of people listening. If we have 27 inches of snow at the end of March, like the Farmer's Almanac says, I will give you a $100 bill.
Excellent.
Yeah. There's no way.
You promised me it wouldn't snow for trout fishing in America last weekend, and it didn't.
Right.
So there you go. We're also going to
see. Here's the thing. I get my forecast from the National Weather Service within days. Farmer's Almanac, I don't know where that thing comes from.
It's the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah, I'm going to go with science on this one. $100 if it snows 27 inches.
Okay. And there, folks, is the difference in Kyle's and my perspective. He's going with science, and I'm going with the Farmer's Almanac.
There you go.
But if it happens.
Yes.
March is Arkansas Archaeology Month, and maybe they'll dig us out.
Exactly. That's always a fun month. They always have such interesting things happening.
This is such a cool thing. The Arkansas Archaeological Survey and the Arkansas Archaeological Society, oh, this is tough for Monday, has all these events at museums and libraries and parks. This year is Archaeology of Conflict, which we may have just illustrated, too. But they're talking about the first year of the Civil War sesquicentennial.
Yes.
There's 34 different activities all over the state. Events in Northwest Arkansas include an exhibit of collections from the University of Arkansas Museum that's at the Arkansas Archaeological Survey on Hatch Avenue. There's Lost and Found, Objects from the Civil War, that's up all through March at the Rogers Public Library. It's an exhibit of objects found at Civil War camps and battlegrounds provided by the Rogers Historical Museum. And there's all sorts of other things. We'll have a complete list Friday in What's Up.
You know, I was talking to someone who lives in Prairie Grove, who grew up in Prairie Grove not too long ago, and she was mentioning that her grandfather and his brother, they would be kids probably running around barefoot in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
They would, in Prairie Grove, at the battlefield, find bullets and whatnot just, you know, under trees and things.
It's so amazing how close it still is, and people forget. And I also want to remind you that Focus on the Fort, the exhibit of photos by Ray Wallace, Henry Rennie, and Cat Wilson, is going to stay up another month because of the snow. And there's a mid-exhibit reception that would have been an opening reception if it hadn't snowed at 5:30 today at the Smith Pendergraft Campus Center on the University of Arkansas campus in Fort Smith. And very cool art by these three photographers.
Good deal, Becca. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kyle.
Becca Beckin-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.